is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Russian officials accuse Ukraine of targeting six Russian regions with drones Wednesday, in what appears to be the biggest drone attack on Russian soil since Moscow sent troops into Ukraine 18 months ago. Meanwhile, Wagner leader Prigozhin is laid to rest today.
Secrecy surrounding the arrangements for the closed funeral meant it could not be turned into a large-scale show of support for the man whose massive mutiny in June amounted to the largest ever threat to President Vladimir Putin's rule. Putin did not attend the ceremony, according to the Kremlin. Russian authorities have not said why the plane crashed, and the Kremlin has rejected speculation that Putin ordered Prigozhin's death over the mutiny as a, quote, absolute lie.
That's Reuters' Matthew LaRotunda reporting. A wildfire burning in northeastern Greece for 11 days has destroyed an area larger than New York City. European Union-backed Copernicus Climate Change Service said on Tuesday. Reuters correspondent Fiona Jones.
Fueled by gale-force winds and hot weather, the fire that began near the city of Alexandroupolis quickly spread across the Evros region. It killed at least 20 people last week, making it Europe's deadliest blaze this summer. A European Commission spokesperson outlined the body's relief efforts.
We are facing the largest wildfire ever recorded in the EU. In this context, we have mobilized 12 aircraft from our rescue fleet, together with over 400 firefighters and 60 vehicles.
Aircraft and hundreds of firefighters from Serbia, Slovakia, the Czech Republic and Albania are battling the flames.
The FBI, and this is VOA News. The FBI and its European partners infiltrated and seized control of a major global malware network. APZ Donahue with more.
It's been used for more than 15 years to commit online crimes, including crippling ransomware attacks.
Quackbot is one of the most successful, persistent, and notorious botnets in the globe.
U.S. Attorney in Los Angeles Martin Estrada says Quackbot was removed remotely from thousands of infected computers. It's responsible for 40 ransomware attacks alone over 18 months, bringing in about $58 million. Estrada says stopping Quackbot isn't just about money.
Cybercriminals have attacked and shut down power stations, hospitals, food production companies, and other essential services. Stopping cybercrime is a matter of national security.
But experts caution that any setback to cybercrime would likely be temporary. I'm Ed Donahue.
Florida residents living in vulnerable coastal areas have been ordered to pack up and leave as Hurricane Idalia gained steam in the warm waters in the Gulf of Mexico and threatened to unleash life-threatening storm surges and rainfall. Idalia strengthened to a Category 2 system on Tuesday afternoon with winds the evening of 105 miles per hour. U.S. Costa Rica President Joe Biden met with Costa Rica's leader to talk about challenges near and far, including the toll that irregular migration is taking on the small Central American nation and the challenges posed by China's global ambitions, which rely on technology fueled by semiconductors. VOA's Anita Powell reports from the White House.
President Joe Biden was quick to note Tuesday at the White House that the U.S. and Costa Rica have strengthened the relationship in the past year.
Just over a year ago in California, we stood together with partners across the region for the Los Angeles Declaration on Migration and Protection. You've done an incredible job since then. You've been a great partner.
Costa Rican President Rodrigo Chavez echoed those warm words.
Costa Rica has been and shall remain one of the strongest allies in the world regarding your economic and security interests that are our own.
And the White House says the two nations align ideologically. Anita Powell, VOA News, the White House.
Australians will vote on October 14th on whether they want to change the Constitution to recognize Aboriginal and Torres Strait Island people, a defining moment in the struggle for Indigenous rights in the country. The Prime Minister, Anthony Albanese, announced the date for the landmark referendum at a packed news conference on Wednesday, describing it as a once-in-a-generation chance to unite the nations. You'll find more at voanews.com. Again, that is voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.